From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Syria, at least 60 people were reportedly killed today after government helicopters dropped barrel bombs on a town that's being controlled by the self-described Islamic State. The BBC's Jim Muir has more.
Activists are calling this one of the worst massacres so far in a violent year in Syria. They said government helicopters dropped two barrel bombs in quick succession on a crowded Saturday morning market in the town of Al-Bab, northeast of Aleppo. Many of the victims were blown to pieces or burnt beyond recognition by the blasts, which devastated the market, shops and vehicles. Most of those killed or injured were men, because women don't appear much in public in areas controlled by the strict Islamists of IS, as Al-Bab has been for some time.
The BBC's Jim Muir reporting. The Obama administration is pushing to extend a travel ban on five senior Taliban leaders that are being held in Qatar. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that if the ban is not extended, the five men would be able to travel freely as soon as Monday.
The five Taliban leaders were released from Guantanamo Bay last year in exchange for U.S. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who had been held captive by the Taliban for nearly 5 years after walking away from his army posting in Afghanistan. The five Taliban leaders were sent to Qatar and given a one-year travel ban as part of the deal. That ban expires Monday. And without an extension, all five would be free to go. The Obama administration is in negotiations with the governments of Afghanistan and Qatar to prevent that from happening. At least one of the so-called Taliban five is alleged to have contacted religious militants during the last year. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
The Senate will meet in a rare Sunday session over surveillance laws used against suspected spies and terrorists that's set to expire tomorrow at midnight. The Senate will debate a House-passed bill reforming those programs, but Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says he will force the expiration of what he calls an illegal spy program, saying he'll use his right to delay a final vote and let the powers lapse. President Obama has declared Texas a major disaster area after the state was hit by severe storms and flooding over the past several days. The aid will assist in recovery efforts. National Weather Service says several inches of rain is possible today and tomorrow for eastern Texas. And Bill Bunting with the National Weather Service says it's amazing how much rain the midsection of the country has seen and that it's dangerous.
People worry about tornadoes. They worry about lightning, and rightly so. But driving into high water is one of the most common things that we're faced with and one of the riskiest.
So far, 70 counties in the state of Texas are under a state of disaster. The government says that number is expected to rise. The newly re-elected head of the world governing body of soccer, FIFA, says he's not the high-ranking official mentioned in the U.S. indictment who wired $10 million for apparent bribes. In his first news conference since winning re-election, Sepp Blatter says he has no concerns, though, about the ongoing investigation. This is NPR News. In southern India, showers and thunderstorms are helping to ease a heat wave a bit that's gone on for weeks, claiming nearly 2,000 lives. But officials say the intense heat will continue in some areas for at least another day. Thousands of migrants have been rescued off the coast of Libya. The Italian Coast Guard says more than 4,000 were saved in 22 separate operations conducted by Italy, Ireland, Germany, Britain, and Belgium. The migrants were rescued from 9 motorized dinghies and 13 fishing boats, but 13 people were found dead on one of the vessels. Michael Jackson's famed Neverland Ranch is on the market for $100 million. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, the property has been redeveloped and is being sold under a different name.
It's called Sycamore Valley Ranch now. The exotic animals, the rides, the entire Peter Pan theme, not there anymore. Any potential buyers will have to go through a pre-qualification screening process, and there won't be any tours. Jackson bought the property in 1988 for a little over $19 million. He stopped living there after he was acquitted of child molestation charges in 2005. Then in 2008, a real estate investment company saved the place from going into foreclosure by buying out the loan. The property itself is in California, just north of Santa Barbara, and spans about 2,700 acres. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Funeral services are being held today for B.B. King in the Mississippi Delta town where he first gained attention as a young singer and a guitarist. The blues legend died May 14th at the age of 89 at his home in Las Vegas. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.